exhausted, if you will. Bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, Lord, to be able to call you friend. Lord, you're always there in the ever-present time of need. Lord, we just appreciate you, love you. Lord, appreciate your fellowship, Lord, every time we gather. Lord, you're so gracious to meet us here. Lord, we want to give all the glory to you for everything you've done for us. Lord, we just ask you to have your way in this service this night, that everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 204, Only Believe. 204. What a day that will be. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that by the hand, leading you, amen, through that promised land. What a day that'll be, saints, amen. Page 266, same book. Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. God sent his son. Amen. Amen. and the contempt, amen, to know He reigns, He lives, He's in control of everything, amen. I'd like to turn to page 8 in the capstone books or little books. He is truly my all in all, amen. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure. Such a friend. Always there when we need you, Lord. We appreciate it. What better friend can we have than you, Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your strength when I am weak. You are my treasure that I seek. Amen. You are my all in all. And seeking you as a precious jewel. Hallelujah. If only people in the world had that drive and that desire, the seeking, they would have so much peace. Amen. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. After seeing everything He's done for me, I'd be a fool to give up. Amen. Just keep driving, keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. It's worth it all. Amen. Don't you feel His presence? You feel His mercy? You feel His grace? Amen. Such a blessing to know Him. It's such a blessing to serve Him. Amen. I'm so thankful. Think of where you would be without Him. Amen. We got a lot to praise Him for. Amen. He's an object of worship. Amen. He wants us to praise Him. That's why He gave us the grace. He died on us for us on Calvary. And I want to let Him know that I appreciate Him and I love Him. Amen. I feel His presence. Hallelujah. He's so precious to us saints. Don't feel like I can give Him enough praise, enough glory for what He's done for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you come up and take the offering now? He is worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Mercy rewrote my life. We sing so many times. So true. Mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You once more, Lord, as a friend. Lord, we just appreciate You for being a Savior. Lord, we appreciate You for all Your grace and Your mercy You've shown unto us, Lord. Lord, sometimes I feel so insufficient, Lord, of the praise and the worship back to You. But Lord, I feel from the bottom of my heart, Lord, I love You and appreciate You. Lord, I feel so unworthy sometimes for all Your grace. Lord, You've met many of my needs. Lord, I appreciate it. Lord, we'll have many more needs in this life. Lord, as each brother and sister raise their hand signifying a need, Lord, we know You are more than able to take care of any situation, Lord. Lord, it arises in this life. But Lord, that's why You are a Savior. You're a provider. You're a healer. Lord, we know You are because You've done it so many times. Lord, we have confidence in You tonight, Lord, that You'll take care of each and every need, Lord, upon the people's heart, according to Your perfect will. Lord, and more than anything in this life, Lord, we ask for revelation, Lord, once more. Lord, just press that word into our hearts this night, Lord, so we may go out and be a living sanctuary for You, Lord. Everything we say and we do, Lord, it is a testimony to each and every person that walks by that Christ is living in us. He is a part of our lives, and we only walk by his leadership. Lord, that's my desire, Lord, to walk by your leadership. Lord, not what people think of me, what you think of me, Lord. Lord, that's the step I want to take, is the next step you want me to take. Lord, I appreciate your Holy Spirit here with us tonight. Lord, I appreciate the praise, Lord. Lord, that we have an opportunity to give back to you. Lord, I ask you to be with all the ones that couldn't be here this night, Lord. Keep your hand upon them, meet their needs. Just bless them richly, Lord. Brother Bobby, Sister Marilyn, Brother Lefford, all the ones that wish they could be here more, Lord, I would pray that you'll bless them richly. Lord, we give you all the glory and honor, Lord, now asking you to have your way in the remainder of the service. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a song or a special they'd like to sing? Something on your heart? Amen. Can we just stand and sing, "I have so much to thank him for"? Amen. I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for he has been so good to me, and when I think of one out and touch the Lord as he walks by. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Amen. Happy to be here this evening. Amen. I'm so thankful that by God's grace we could be here. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, again we want to say thank you, Lord, from the depths of our heart that you gave us this little time together here, Lord, because we know one day we'll never be able to gather in a place like this. And Lord Jesus, we have looked all day long, Lord, in great expectation to be able to be here and to be able to gather around your precious word. Just, Lord, as we wait upon the leading of your Holy Spirit, we ask that you would open our hearts to the Word and what you've already seen in your great mind, Lord, that you'd give to us tonight and remind us of and exhort upon, Lord. You already knew about it. And just trust that you'll help us to be the receivers of it and Lord, to know these things, understand them, and, Lord, believe them. Lord Jesus, we know that we're living in the last times. Everything, Lord, is pointing to the end of this time on this earth, Lord, as far as the realm we have to live in now, but Lord Jesus, deal with us in a great and mighty and powerful way to prepare us for the appearing of the Lord Jesus. Asking now thy precious Holy Spirit that you have your way now in all things. In your glorious, wonderful name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's just good to know we have the Word. Amen. It's so wonderful and beautiful. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Peter in the first chapter. Amen. 2 Peter in the first chapter. And let's begin at the first verse. Excuse me. 2 Peter, first chapter, first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now think about these words now. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And may the Lord bless through his word, and you may be seated. As I sit in my room this evening and just been thinking about these things, I thought, well, maybe we'll take and bring some of it tonight. And I thought, just kept thinking about it, and I thought, well, Lord, you just lead me and guide me. And I just felt the inspiration to bring it, so we're going to do that. But anyhow, I want you to notice, as I said and just a moment ago, I want you to notice real closely that second and third verse. I just want you to open up your heart and just say, Lord, speak to me through your word. Not Brother Steve, he ain't got nothing, no. So we want the Holy Spirit to just deal with our hearts as individuals and speak to us, talk to us, you know, along the way, and just see what he has for us. You know, oftentimes people, they get beat around with the devil. You know, the devil beats them up, and they just have a terrible time, you know. And then they get to thinking, you know, well, you know, I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, and I've got to try to live this life, and I've got to try this, and I've got to make myself do this. And sometimes the devil can beat you around and maybe make you think that way. But I'm going to tell you and remind you tonight, as the title of the little message tonight, he has given you. I just want you to think about this. He has given you. And I've said before, and many times down through the years, again, God did not place you on this earth, stand the word up in front of you, make it all just has to be this, has to be that, this done this way, and that done that way, and expect you to do it in yourself. He did not expect that. No. He has given you everything you need to have this life. He has taken care of everything. It's nothing that you can do within yourself. And you know, Brother Branham mentioned, he said, this is a life you cannot live. You can't do it. Not in yourself. It'd be impossible to live this life. Why do you think there's such few even filled with the Holy Ghost that's living it? You know? Because those are the only ones that's going to live it. It's those filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't be smart enough. You can't be come from a strong enough breed of human beings. You can't come from a smart enough breed of human beings and do this. No, it has nothing to do with it. It's God's mercy and grace, what he has given you. Okay? All right, so I'll read it again. Grace and peace be multiplied. Okay? Grace and peace. Now you watch somebody that's really filled with the Holy Ghost. Those are the ones that's really seen what grace is. Those are the ones that when they even sing Amazing Grace, to them is truly amazing. It's so precious. Now, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost and Christ isn't in you, you don't have a clue what grace is. You might be able to tell somebody intellectually what grace is. But until you are filled with Christ, and Christ, you see what you have, He's done for you, then you really know what grace is. You know, and you're the one that has a heartfelt feeling for grace, mercy, and His love. What He's given to you, what He's done for you. Okay? I say, if it hasn't been done for you, there's no way you can reach that height of grace of what it is and know what it is, you see. But He says, grace and peace. Now, that's the other one. Peace. Be multiplied. Peace. Now, you watch. Those is truly filled with the Holy Spirit is those that's really got peace. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. But as I said, that's the ones that really has this peace. You watch people that doesn't have the Holy Ghost. They ain't got peace. Life's a struggle. Life's a torment to them. They're so unsettled. They're so nervous and so tore up all the time and worrying. They don't have the experience of what peace is, what peace does for them, what Christ did to bring that peace for them. So how could they know what it is? Only those that's filled with His Spirit would know what peace is really all about. They're the ones that's really going to know what there's peace in the time of trouble. Yeah. Because what Christ has given them. Okay? Already. All right? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath. Notice what it says, hath. It's past tense. Already. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things. Not partial things. But He hath given unto us all things. So whatever's needed, He's given to us. He's given us all things. That what? That pertain unto life. And what? Godliness. Is that right? He hath given. Okay, so again, it's not something this is, you're going to tear into it and you're going to bring this within yourself and make it work. It ain't going to happen. This is something He gives you. Now, I want you to think about that tonight. I want you to think about that more than anything, what He has given you. Regardless of what the devil tries to beat you around with, you remember what He's given you. And if He has given you this, then you're experiencing this grace, peace, love, all these great things that He has given us. If He has given it to you. Okay? All right? Through the knowledge, let's back up again. He says, according to His divine power, hath given to us all things that pertain unto life, and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I'll read that last one too again. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption. Okay, He's given us this. He has given us what it takes to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. If He doesn't give it to you or has not given it to you, there is absolutely no way you're going to escape the corruption that is in this world. You'll be a partaker of the corruption. See? You'll be a partaker of not having peace. You'll be a partaker of those that don't really know what grace is. Don't know what mercy is. No. Have you ever just looked up in the skies early morning and see the beautiful sun rising and hear the birds chirping and just hear the sweetness of nature and think about His amazing grace. That the God that created those things lives in you. You ever think about that grace? Again, if He isn't in there and you have never experienced that, then you have not a clue what I'm talking about. That's why you can talk to many people and many sinners in the world today and start talking about God's grace, and they don't, what are you talking about? I mean, they're absolutely blind of it. They have no clue when it comes to thinking about the grace of God. They have no clue and can hardly even imagine somebody having peace in the times that we're going through even now. They can't imagine it. They can't understand it. They can't even believe that somebody would have peace with everything going on. They think, wow, you are crazy. You know, there's something wrong with you. Well, according to their standards, there's something wrong with us. But according to God's standard, it's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. All right, so we find here in thinking this and having this on our thought now, let's just turn also to 1 John and First John 4th chapter. 1 John 4, and just read a little short couple things here. 1 John 4 and the 4th verse. Ye are of God, little children. So now let's pay attention who He's talking to. Ye are of God, little children. Okay, so those are of God and are His children. And have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Now let's just think about this a moment now. Can you or I, in any way possible, put God in us? Impossible. Who doesn't? Who is the one that knew He would be in you? God. So it's nothing you can do. You cannot make God come in you. I don't care how much you can pray 24/7, 7 days a week, and every day of the year, and the rest of your life. And you ain't going to make God come in you. If He comes in you, it's because He chose you. It's His choosing. And the prophet spoke of, and Scripture speaks of God being sovereign. He does what He wants to do. It's His choosing that He chose you. It was His love for you that He chose you. You cannot do anything to make God choose you. He had already have you in His mind before the world was ever formed. So you're not going to make God do anything. You're not going to make this life work in you. You ain't going to make anything work right. It's going to be He that does it for you. It's going to be Him that has given you all this. Okay? All right? Hope you're following along now. And think about Galatians 2:20. Let's read it if you want to turn to that. Galatians 2:20. And just listen to very familiar scripture. Think about it on this line that we're speaking about this evening. I live, okay, yet it's not I. See, Paul understood this. He knew he couldn't live it. He knew it wasn't going to happen on his own choosing. So he was telling us, I live, yet it's not I. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Now think about that. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he says, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. Now again, did Paul do anything to make Christ live in him? No. Paul was in his free will and flesh and carnality, and heading on his road to Damascus. The big shot that was going to put all these Christians in prison or kill them or get rid of them somehow. You know? But God caught him on the way to Damascus. He said, okay, old boy, now's your time. You had your fun. You had your know-it-all. You had your wanting to destroy my plan and all this, that, and the other, and all what you want to do in your little mind. Now I'm going to change things for you. And the great light come before him, and you know what happened. He fell on the ground. And he knew what was going on, Paul did, and said, Lord. He knew enough that that wasn't just a man doing those things, but it was God. Okay? So now, was Paul the one that changed this situation? Was Paul going down the road to Damascus and saying, oh my Lord, make me your servant. Change my ways. Make me your servant, Lord. No. He was going on his merry old way, thinking he was going to get something done on his own. But God had something in his plan. And God is the one that changed things. And God is the one that went to that other prophet and told him to pray for Paul. God is the one that removed the scales from Paul's eyes. God is the one that filled Paul with the Holy Ghost. God is the one that sent Paul down the road to teach and bring forth the Word of God and talk to the Gentiles and preach to them and all these different things Paul done. It was God that done those things. Paul couldn't do anything, even when the woman was following behind him, you know, and mocking and scoffing him and his other servant. And he waited. He couldn't even cast that devil out of that woman until God said, go ahead. Paul wasn't going to do anything in himself. He knew that. And that's why he said these things. I live, but yet it's not I. It's Christ that liveth in me. Okay? Wasn't Paul's choosing? Nope. Paul had nothing to do with it. Paul was in bad shape, actually. Though he was a very smart person, well-learned of the Scripture, taught by Gamaliel, one of the greatest teachers of that day. But still, that wasn't the way God wanted it to be at the outcome, at the end. God had a different plan for him. But yet, God knew he would go through all them things. He knew what Paul was going to do, what was going to happen to him and all that. He already knew. But God had a purpose and a plan for letting Paul go through what he did until it was time. But again, Paul had no choice. I like that. You sit there tonight and you have no choice. Now, God knew you would be one. He knew you would. Yeah. All we can say things, say, Lord, I want you to be my Savior and I want you to be this, that, and the other. But I don't care. You could say that until Jesus comes. But I'm going to tell you what, unless he's seen you in his mind, you'll never be his. Never. You see? So it's all what God done for us. Not what I've done. Not what you've done. We might think we're smart cookies. And we might think we're this and we're that. But I'm going to tell you what, it's still all what he done for us. See? All right? He said, in the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. There's God still giving. And gave himself for me. Same thing for you. He gave himself for you too. Yes. Again, you are not going to find anything, none whatsoever, what you can do. You ain't going to find it. Well, now I done this and I done that. No, if it wasn't for God's grace, you wouldn't have done that. Yeah. It's what he done for you. It's what he allowed for you. It's where he placed you. It's where if you're thinking the thoughts of Christ and you're filled with this Holy Ghost, it's because he gave it to you. See? Right? I do not frustrate the grace of God. Now think of that. Paul, after seeing this thing and knowing this, he said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. And I looked it up and it says, in other words, or I do not do away with the grace. I do not do away with the grace or reject His grace. Because it's truly His grace. Now, Paul had this experience of the new birth. See, he understood what grace was. Well, see, how do I understand this, Brother Steve? I mean, why is this let me see grace? Because you know what you was before and what you are now. That's what makes grace grace. Mercy. See, His love for you. If you've never seen that happen in your life, again, you'd never know what grace was. That when grace, let me say it this way, when He fills you with His Holy Spirit and that life makes that change, your desires change, your wants change, what you used to do changes. Maybe before you had that desire for things of the world, inflation, carnality, and just all kinds of filth. And when you see your life change from that, where you have not that desire for those things no more, and your desire is centered on things above and not on things of the earth, then you begin to see grace and mercy. Because you see, you should see, that you couldn't change that yourself. There's not a one in here that can change your nature. There's not a one in here that you can kill that first nature you was born with. No, you can't. Might as well not even try it because it ain't going to work. We haven't got the ability. We don't have the power. We don't have anything we're capable of or stored within us to take and kill that first nature. Only God Himself, the Holy Ghost coming in you, kills that first nature. So we find, again, it's Him. He gives what He gave to you, what He gives to you. All right? I'm so thankful He never quits giving. Because I'm telling you, He constantly keeps giving to us. Yeah. Think about it, friends. It was Him, all in His choosing, through election, that He's seen you in His thoughts. Tell you what, let's read this first. This was in Who's This Melchizedek? This was preached February 21st, 1965, paragraph 46, beginning. Now, in the beginning, God dwelt alone with His attributes. As I spoke of this morning, that's His thoughts. He said there was nothing, just God alone, but He had thoughts. Just like a great architect can sit down in his mind and draw out all what he thinks he's going to build. He says, create, but he can't create. He's talking about the architect can't create. He can take something that's been created and make it a different form, because God is the only one that can create. But he gets in his mind, talking again about this architect, but he gets in his mind what he's going to do, and that's his thoughts. And he's to mix this with God, okay, with this architect and God, using this type. That's his desires. It's a thought. And then he speaks it, and it's a word then. A word, see? A thought, when it's expressed, it's a word. A thought expressed is a word, but it has to be a thought first. So it's God's attributes. Then it becomes a thought, then a word. Notice those who have tonight eternal life, okay, was with Him and in Him in His thinking. Okay? We know these things. We just refresh your mind to it. Before there ever was an angel, might think, oh, angels have been around longer than we have. No. That thought that you was in God's mind was before the angels. Okay? He says, those tonight have eternal life was with Him and in Him in His thinking before there was ever an angel, a star, a cherubim, or anything else. He said, that's eternal. And if you have eternal life, you always was. Now, when you was born, you come from mother's womb, you come in this life, from that time until the time you're sitting there now, however old you may be and I may be, did we do anything to place ourselves in His thoughts? Wasn't a thing you done. You had nothing to do with it. It was all, even the prophet mentioned many times, all his choosing. Okay? All right? Again, just keep looking and just keep thinking. Maybe we'll hit the right one tonight. And when we get done, you try to show me it's anything you could do. When you're hearing this word come forth and it's maybe scolding you, it may take and tearing the hide off of you, you tell me how you're going to come up with a thought. I got to dig in because I can do this. I can do this. You ain't going to do it. No, you ain't. It's a life you cannot live. I'd rather trust that prophet what he says than what my thoughts is. Especially if his thoughts ain't on the Word. Okay? You ain't going to do it. It's going to have to be Christ in you. He'll do it for you. See? Okay? He says, you always, he said, and if you have eternal life, you always was. Oh, I love that. Especially when you can see by mercy and grace that he was in his thoughts. Because you're able to receive the Word for this day. And it vindicates itself. Yeah. Oh my. He says, not your being here, but the shape and the shape and the form. He said that the infinite God, and he skips there a little bit. And if he isn't infinite, he is a God. God has to be infinite. We are finite. He is infinite. And he was omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. And if he isn't, then he can't be God. He knows all things, see? All places, because of his omnipresent. Omniscient makes him omnipresent. He is a being. He's not like the wind. He's a being. He dwells in a house. But being omniscient, knowing all things, makes him omnipresent, because he knows everything that's going on. Aren't you so glad he does? Yes. There can't be a flea bat its eye. Do you believe that? Amen. There can't be a flea bat its eye unless he knows. But what he noted, and he noted before there was a world. He didn't do this after he created the gnat, and then watch it, see how many times, and then say, oh, okay, it's going to do this because I watched it do it. No, he knew before the gnat here was here how many times it batted its eye. I was just using it for illustration, okay? How many times it batted its eye, and how much tallow it had in it. Well, how do you know that? Because he made it. Before there is even a world. Think of that. Now, if he knows that about a gnat, what about you? My. Don't you think he knew if you'd be that one that would be filled with his Holy Spirit? Don't you think he would know if you'd be born with that other nature laying in there? Don't you know that? Oh, absolutely he knew that. Then if he was going to be the one that was born with that other nature laying in there, then don't you think he would already thought about it being filled with the Holy Ghost? Don't you think he would already know about killing that worldly nature that she was born with? Don't you think he would have known that? Absolutely, he already knew that. Absolutely. Don't you think he knew he would be living his life through you before the world was ever formed? Yes, he knew. Yeah. Don't you think he'd know every trial and test you'd go through before he was born? Absolutely, he knew. He knew what you'd do with them. Yeah. He knew what you'd overcome. Absolutely. He knew all this. He's God. That's hard to believe maybe to some, but I'm just simple enough and plain enough to believe it. Yes. All right. And remember, excuse me. He goes on to say, we can't comprehend it in our minds, but that's God. See, he's infinite. And remember, your eyes, your stature, whatever you was in his thinking at the beginning. Wow. You really believe that? Amen. I believe with all my heart. Because that's what makes this really good. See? And the only thing that you are is an expression of that word. After he thought it, he spoke it, And here you are. Now, stop there just a moment. Don't you think he wouldn't take care of you if he was in his mind and you have eternal life? Don't you think he wouldn't take care of you? Don't you think he isn't great enough to make this thing work out and get you just where you exactly need to be? Don't you think he's great enough to fill you with his Holy Spirit and give you this new birth he talks about, and this what it is to be born again, and a life lived that you cannot live? Don't you think he's big enough to do that? Absolutely is. You ain't going to be able to do it. He already told you through his mouthpiece, his prophet, you ain't going to do it. You can't live it. But he already told you, he hath given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Can you believe it? He's given it to you. Don't worry. You'll get it. If you just surrender, yield yourself, open up your heart, and say, Lord, I believe I'm one of these. I need you. I cry out in desperation, Lord. I'm asking you to take me over. To give me this, what Paul had. I live, but yet it's not I, it is Christ that liveth in me. Now the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Which is what you'll live by when you have a new birth. You'll live by the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Okay? He says, and here you are, if you wasn't in his thinking, there is no way at all for you to ever be there. You ain't going to make yourself be there. You had to be there. You say, well, how do I know I was there? Well, do you remember that time, or maybe you still have, but do you remember that time when something was calling on the inside? And you just maybe didn't quite understand what was going on. But there was something going on, a deep calling of the deep, and there was just something that just kept right after you. Kept right after you. There's just something about it. There just was no peace. There was no rest until you begin to really find out what's happening, and then you begin to cry out to God. Oh, yeah. And find out that that promise was unto you and to your children and them afar off. As many as the Lord thy God has called, that has drawn. No man can come to me and says, the Father has sent me to draw him. Yeah. That drawing on the inside. Oh, I'll never forget that drawing. Why? Because he just keeps on drawing me. And one of these days is going to draw me right off of this earth. That's what's exciting about it. Yeah. You see? He said, if it wasn't in his thinking, then there's no way at all for you to ever be there. He is the one that gives eternal life. What he gives, I want it to stick out in front of you that's where all you can see. He gives. He gives. Even when you're in the tests and trials, and you think, oh, this is a hot one. And you finally see that you made it through, and the Word of God and the Holy Spirit was in you, pulled you through it. Just remember, it's what He gave you. It wasn't what you've done yourself. It's what He gave you. He provided the way. So here we find, what are we finding? We're finding He chose. He gave you this election. He sent you on this earth, knew all about you, what you would be when you growed up. He knew he would fill you with his Holy Spirit. He knew he would give you his fivefold ministry. He'd send prophets. See, it's what he did. And through whatever age you was in, he knew he'd give that prophet and he'd send that word out to you. He knew he would feed you. He knew he would give you the revelation of it. He knew you then would be living by it because he give you his life, his Holy Spirit. He knew he'd give you another body. He prepared another body for you. He knew he'd take you through the rapture, or if you didn't go through the rapture and die on this life, he knew you'd have another body waiting on you. He knew he'd have that eternal life waiting for you. He knew he would set you on that table and wipe the tears from your eyes. He knew all these things. It's him. He gave. Nothing you could do. Nothing I could do. That's why we see grace. Mercy. It's love. you don't see them, things for you, if you haven't caught it yet, you really can't tell me what grace is. But you give me a man or woman filled with the Holy Ghost, and they can tell you what grace is. They see what grace is from God. You see? They know what it all is about, you see? All right? You remember how we read in the Scriptures, not him that willeth or to him that runneth. To him who God shows mercy. Yes. Who gives mercy? God gives. And that is his predestination. That is that his predestination might stand true. He could choose before any time. God is sovereign in his choosing. Did you know that? He repeats, God is sovereign in his choosing. Let's turn our Bibles to St. John 14:16. I try not to hold you too long. I just love the Word of God. Okay? It's just so good. Like I said, if you see you're a part of it, it makes it a lot more interesting. But if you couldn't see you're a part of it, I could see how boring it'd be and how dried up it'd be and how, you know. But when you see by God's mercy and grace you're a part of that, oh, glory. It's just like he's telling you all about what he's done for you. Amen. And I never want to refuse what he has done for me or tell me what he's done for me. No, sir. St. John 14 begins 16 verse. And I will pray the Father. Who's speaking? Our Lord Jesus. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you. What? He's still giving? Yes. He gives, and he gives, and he gives again. You know the little song? He giveth and gives again. Yeah. I hate the tune to it, but you don't talk. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you know it's happened to you? Amen. Thank you, Lord. You see? Even the Spirit of truth. Who give that? God give it. The Spirit of truth. That you'll know what truth is. Look at the people, they don't know what truth is. Even that's heard the prophet. They're fallen. They still don't know what the truth is. Because they don't have the Holy Ghost. But he, which is the comforter, shall give you the Spirit of truth. See? Even the Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive. It can't be given to them. If you're going to receive something, friends, it has to be given to you. But the world can't have it given to them. But you can have it given to you. Amazing grace. How sweet to sound. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. I like how the prophet said that many times. But ye know him. Yeah. For he dwelleth with you. Did you do anything to make God dwell with you? No, you didn't. Well, Brother Steve, I sought God and I cried out to God and he came. If he wouldn't have given you what it took to cry out for him and draw for him, you wouldn't have got it still. But he gave you that cry out and the crying out for the Holy Spirit. He gave you what it took to draw for him. Yeah. Oh, my. You take... Just grab a sinner out in the world and they ain't got no predestination for him. You try to tell him to cry out and try to draw for Christ. He's going to tell you to get lost. I got a cigarette. I got to smoke. Yeah. He's going to think you're the craziest thing walk the face of the earth. I got more things to do than sit there and cry out to a God I don't know. Why? Because they know him not. Yes. Even the Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive because it seeth him not and neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. Shall be in you. Oh, I love that. I will not leave you comfortless. No. I will come to you. Do you believe he's talking to you? Everyone in here, do you believe he's talking to you? Can you hear him talking to you? Is he drawing on you? Why? Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Yeah. Though he's resurrected, friends, by God's grace, I still see him. I still see him. Glory. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know. Excuse me. Excuse me. The devil don't like me talking about this. Excuse me. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father. What a day we live in. Amen. Who gave it to you to know that? God gave it to you. At that day you shall know that I'm in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Do you realize what a blessing that is? To know he's in you. To know that he has given that desire to you to serve him, to love him, to obey him. He has given you the revelation of the word for this day. He has given you. Did you come in here tonight, or are you going to come in here Sunday? If the Lord tarries, are you going to come in here and you're going to say, I'm going to get revelation today? Not without him. For only through the Holy Spirit can you receive further revelation. Only through the Holy Spirit. You can't do anything to make him give it to you. You can't receive it on your own. It's what he gives you. That's why the prophet said, cry out for revelation. Who you cry out to? You couldn't get it yourself, so you got to cry out to him for revelation. You see? Let's skip over, save a little time. Skip over to 26 verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send. Where's it coming from? Didn't come from you, did it? Come from him. Whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach. You can go teach yourself. He shall teach you all things. So you ain't going to teach yourself anything, because he's going to teach you all things. Oh my. And bring all things. So you think you're a smart cookie and you're going to bring all things to your remembrance? No. You ain't doing it. He shall bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Because when he brings to your remembrance, it's brought with revelation. Amen. You see? Not intellectual knowledge, but with revelation. You see? All right. In closing, this is where I have to close off. I got way more in here. All right. Let's read this one here, and then we'll close. Won't you sisters come up, please? Romans 8. Let's just read 10th, 11th verse. Romans 8 and 10th, 11th verse. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you. He didn't say, if you dwell within yourself and you bring yourself under control. No. Didn't say that. But if the Spirit of him, God, the Father, that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, if it dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, You didn't raise Christ from the dead, did you?
Nope.
You didn't do it. So how are you going to raise yourself from the dead? How are you going to quicken your own body? You ain't going to do it. No, you ain't. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit. There he is again, still giving us. By his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Oh my. I'm telling you, you ain't going to get around him taking care of it. You're not going to get around and say, I can get this to work. You ain't going to get nothing to work. You're not smart enough. I ain't smart enough. You're not good enough. I'm not good enough. We're not great enough. We're not powerful enough. No, sir. So all the bride, Brother Branham talked about the little bride, she'd have enough power within herself to create another world. Yeah. But who's in her? There you go. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in all the world. He's talking about those that's filled with the Spirit of God. It would be gone. He's the one that created. Hallelujah. You're his representative. He always uses man to be his representative. See? The sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Can you raise yourself from the grave? No. Christ in you will raise you up from the grave. Yes. Oh my. But you ought to just be so thankful you're a part of him. Yeah, and come from the same source. My, what a blessing to know that Christ lives within you. Glory to his name. Yeah, try to go out there and create another world and Christ not be in you. Go out there and try to ascend this mountain, be thou removed, cast in the sea, and expect it to be done without Christ being in you. Ain't going to happen. No. But again, greater is he that's in you than he that's in all the world. And in closing, if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, hallelujah. Can thou believest these great, precious things God has done for you? Are they for you? Or do you reject them and walk away from it? Can you see he has given you these things? Oh, thank you, Lord, for you doing all this for me. Hallelujah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. Look how many times the prophet would tell us through his ministry, through his messages he brought. He couldn't do it. It wasn't him. He said, how many times, Perlin, I could no more heal you than anything. No way. No. God has already healed you. Hallelujah. He knew he couldn't do anything. No. That's why he didn't even want to go out and try to do anything unless that vision came. Yeah. But if he knew God told him to do it or led him to do it, whatever, oh, he jumped right in there and done it. But he didn't want to do it on his own. No, sir. What a true example he was to us. You see, amen. And that was God's prophet. Yes. But he was led by the Spirit of God to do everything he done. May we all reach that height to be led by the Holy Spirit. For they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Who does the leading? Do you lead yourself? No, you'd mess things up bad. But he is the one that leads. He give the leading. Is that right? Amen. You won't find any place where you're going to do anything. It's all what he has given you. That's amazing grace. Let us all stand. Praise is wonderful. Anybody got a song you want to sing? You have one? I sing about that little song, I don't want to, how's it go? Yeah, I don't want to walk without Jesus. I just ain't so, or however it goes. Help me get that going. Amen. Walk without Jesus, won't talk without Jesus, I'll lose to live all day without Without Jesus, I refuse. Just for you, without the Lord. Come on up, Brother Timothy. Without Jesus, I roll tall. Without Jesus, I
Him, I can do nothing. Amen. He is our strength. Amen. He's everything. Oh, I'm so glad to serve Him. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, as we've come to the close of another service, and Lord, as we've listened to Your precious word this evening, and Lord, how it truly stands to show, without You, Lord, we have nothing. We couldn't obtain it. We can't be the people You want us to be unless You give us the equipment. But Lord, Your prophet told us, each and every one of us, no, as just said in the scriptures, no man can come to Me unless the Father which sent Me draw him.
Yes.
And Lord, we felt that drawing. And Lord, then to see all that You've handed down to us. And Lord, we're so thankful. And as we sang the little song earlier, I've got so much to thank You for,
yes.
Lord. For when I can see the love and the peace and the joy that You've placed in our life, and as we walk through this world of turmoil and distress, Lord, there's happiness, there's peace, there's no worry of what tomorrow may bring, but Lord, we know the One who holds tomorrow, and that's all that matters. And Lord, we're so grateful for what You've done for us and doing in our lives, and we just pray that You'll bless each one that couldn't be here this evening. And Lord, if You should tarry, bring us back at the next appointed time and be with our brother as he travels home, Lord, this evening. And Lord, just have continue, Lord, to draw us ever closer to You. Lord, we live in a dry time, so to speak, as we look around us and see what's going on. But Lord, in the heart of the little believer, down in the heart of that little bride, there ought to be a revival burning to see that just a few more days, Lord, and we're going to leave this old world.
Yes.
We're looking for it, Lord. That's where all we've longed for, Lord. We see it coming to pass, and we ask that You continue to lead us and guide us now. We thank You for it, and we'll give You the praise for it all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just sing that little chorus. I got so much to thank Him for. One more time before we go. And I've got so much to thank Him for. Praise Him for He has been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Sing it as you go. I've got so much to thank.